Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
The Morehouse, House of Funk Band, and Howard Showtime Band are two of the most electrifying marching bands on earth. Learn about what makes them so special on Hot 97's newest podcast, Captains and Majors, hosted by yours truly, Fred Bugsy Bugs. Check out Captains and Majors on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts.
Post Malone slipped in with another hit going, ooh, ah, ah. It sounds great, too. When he ooh ahs on a record, I rarely know what Post Malone is saying, but it sounds damn good.
When Posty's posting, you know what I mean?
It's popping. Call right now, 800-223-9797. Laura never loses because she ain't wake up yet. Laura Jam over the weekend in Vision Fest had her sideways, boy, over in Brooklyn.
Envision Fest has, it's right now, no Vision Fest.
Yeah, she's hung over without drinking. I don't think she had one drink, one beverage. Yep. But anyway, she'll be here in a second. You got Ebron Rosenberg and you, if you want to get at this Lord Never Loses. Rosenberg, would you have happened to look at what prizes were given away?
No, I would not have.
Oh, man, come on, bro.
Why would I have done the responsible thing?
I thought you had my back here.
I really thought
Listen,
I did,
man,
too.
Call right now. We got a Millennium Tour. Bow Wow is going on. If you want to see Bow Wow and reminisce about them hits from back when, Carrie Hilson will be there. She got some. November 9th, Hulu Theater. We got tickets for you right now. Free concert tickets, Lord. Number one. We won. Yo, at some point today, we're going to have to talk about the Mets-Metsing. I mean, is it official or not?
I mean,
and by Metsing, I mean not doing what we would have hoped they did, doing what we are used to them doing.
You mean losing at the worst possible time?
That's
falling,
right.
Falling apart at the worst
That's
possible.
That's what I'm saying. The Mets are Metsing.
This weekend, they Metsed all weekend long.
Sheesh.
So it's going to be, you know, a more difficult path for them, it looks like now. They will not be able to rest. They'll have to jump right into a wild card series next week. It'll be, you know.
That's not what you work all hard all season for, playing horns and having a closer, man.
90-something wins. But baseball, you got to close out.
You got to finish.
Got to finish.
On the line right now, it's Have Fun Time. Little Laura Never Loses, giving away some tickets to the Hulu Theater. Bow Wow's in the building. Millennium Tour, we got Kenny and Monique. Monique and Kenny. Monique, good morning. We got DJ.
Good morning, everyone.
So things are a little slow, y'all. Little slow. Monique, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're good for a Monday. How's the weather out there? I mean, it's been raining for 2 days.
It's fine. I think it's supposed to drizzle. I'm on my way to the Bronx.
Okay. Shout to the BX. Monique's on the way. Kenny.
Good morning.
You seeing any rain yet? Or is it done?
Not yet. Not yet, sir.
All right. We're saying it's supposed to be done by 9 a.m., but here's plot twist. It's supposed to come back some more rain at 3 a.m. and rain again all day tomorrow.
Wow.
And then half of Wednesday supposed to be rain.
Man.
But for the weekend, it is looking, I mean, if you guys could see the chef's kiss I'm doing right now. Wow. Thursday, we come back boom banging with 72.
Hey now,
but it's going to be a rough week. It's going to be a rough start to the week, so we ease on in. Monique, who do you want to represent you, me or Rosenberg?
I'm going to go with you, Ebro.
It's the right decision.
It could be, but Juanito's asking the questions and running the board at
True.
The same time.
Anything could happen.
We might only get through three questions.
Juanito's great. He's excellent.
No. We love Juanito, but he has his shortcomings. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, what?
And you're about to witness them right now.
Oh, wow. 60 seconds on the clock. Juanito with the question. Let's play. Laura Never Loses.
Here we go.
go.
Which SNL star?
Ebro.
Peter.
Ebro.
I'm going to go with Keenan.
You are correct. Which planet was the first discovered?
Ebro.
Peter.
Ebro.
I'm going to go with Mars.
No, no. Which planet was the first discovered using the telescope?
Jupiter.
Wrong. It was Uranus. Yeah.
What?
Who claims she lost a multi-million dollar? Ebro.
Somebody just lost a multi-million dollar something because of, oh, that would be Tiffany Haddish.
No, who claims she lost a multi-million dollar video game deal over an assault case?
Cardi B.
Yes, correct. Peter up too. Which country has the Bible on its national?
Ebro. Country with the Bible on its national flag? Whoa.
Three. Two.
Feels intense.
One.
That is heavy, whoever's doing that out here. Man. I'm going to go with
Want a hint?
Serbia. I don't know.
Oh, no, no, no. Pete?
A country with the Bible on the flag.
Yeah, man. Just think of Cast One.
What?
Wow.
What?
Dominican Republic.
Yeah. Pete is.
Yes.
Yo, I never seen that before in this game.
Yeah, you've never seen the blatant cheating before, have you?
No, I never seen it.
Right in front of the ref. He didn't even care.
I don't know if that can go.
No. Give me a minute. Shawnee's not here, so I go. I run the rules, man. Get out of here, man.
Wow. Yo, wow. Your man Juanito. That's cheating. Yo, that was – yo, Griff.
Yo, man.
You got any rules written up for this?
No. Hell no. I read all the rules. There are no rules.
Yo, he's Donald Trump in the whole game right now. It's unprecedented. Nobody knows what to do.
Bigly. You know what I'm saying?
Pewter's Putin. Metzin. Cheaters cheating.
There you go. Yo, man. Listen, Monique, I let you down, man. Rosenberg would have won anyway without the cheating, but wow.
I don't think I would have gotten that. I was going to – I knew it was somewhere over here, but –
Not one.
Yo, they got
congrats.
The Bible. I never knew they had the Bible on the flag.
Yeah, me neither.
I never peeped that. Wow, that's intense. Yo.
Going for it.
Going hard. Kenny, you got tickets to the Hulu Theater, fam.
Oh, thanks for the birthday present. Thank you. Thank you,
happy birthday,
thank you.
Bro.
Got you, Kenny.
Yeah,
enjoy,
man.
Have a good time.
Yo, your man thank said you so think much. Of Cast One. That was intense.
Yep. Easy squeezy.
I never
squeezy.
Seen somebody just throw it like that. Yo, Juanito does not care about being a dirtbag at all. He has no morals.
No.
On the way, I guess we're doing the Rosenberg report. Do you got any big stories you want to cover other than the Mets-Metsing?
I got to catch you up on this Dahmer situation. Oh, speaking of Dahmer.
Dahmer?
Laura Stiles.
What's the Dahmer situation?
I'm here.
The show?
I'm here, guys.
Oh,
I'm
Laura's
here.
Got – Laura, no, that doesn't mean you're ready for flashing lights, though.
Well,
of course
I
she
am
is.
Because I was going to tell you what huge artist is teasing joining Rihanna on that Super Bowl stage. But guess what? I do want to hear about Dahmer, okay? So we'll talk about it all coming up. Flashing lights.
Wow.
Pray for my
97 minutes, commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
BET hip.
Super Bowl halftime performer. She doing that song, Rosenberg.
What record was that again? I heard the last two seconds of it.
Yo, that's for the audience. Yo, we are never paying attention to the music y'all are hearing, by the way.
We were talking.
We're talking about Dahmer. We're talking about Diddy having parties in the city. We're talking about Diddy's new album. I believe that was Umbrella. Or no.
Oh, if it was Umbrella.
Was it Umbrella? Yeah,
I believe she will do Umbrella, yes. I think
and
she
Hope
will.
Comes out. Has to.
Doesn't have to, but.
Doesn't have to.
But it would be cool.
But should.
But if he comes out for Umbrella, then he's got to stay in, and they got to do Run This Town.
And then Kanye?
We'll talk about it next. Let's go, Flash
Lights. Let's go, Flash Lights. Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
So we already been talking about it. We've been debating. Is Rihanna going to do the entire show by herself, which she could? Or is she going to have Paul McCartney? Is she going to have, you know, Jay-Z? But Kanye West decided to screenshot the article that said Rihanna is going over a list of over 50 possible guest artists for her Super Bowl halftime show, including Paul McCartney, Ye, and Bono. So he screenshotted that article and put it on his stories. So now everybody's like, is he hinting something? Is he suggesting? So let's see, man.
You know, wait, did she have a song with Bono?
Yeah, I don't remember the song with Bono.
But I mean, maybe they do.
I could see where Bono could just come out and they could merge two songs together and make it a moment without the right. Like an actual.
True.
I mean, the Super Bowl.
Yes, you could pick anyone. Right. Yeah. You don't even have to pick someone who has your own record.
Now, I want to remind everyone, when Kanye did the Kanye Drake moment in L.A.,
yes.
He stayed focused. There was no craziness.
Right, but he had very good incentive.
I think he's got equally good incentive on this one. He didn't want problems with Jay Prince. He don't want problems with Jay-Z or the NFL.
Meaning he could come out, do the job, and roll out.
That's right.
No message about his family, politics, etc.
I think he can do it.
If that's possible.
His clothing, what he wears, will be the spectacle.
Right. His face will be covered.
Yes.
He'll be wearing a robot outfit. But no, it's a really good point. Kanye has not done, like I was thinking, for example, here's a question, guys. Is T.I.'s brand too damaged for him to come out for Live Your Life?
That's a big
I don't
two.
Know.
But that's a big record, not Rihanna's record, right?
It's a T.I. record, but it is, I'm just saying, in terms of performance, it's a big-ass song. My guess
yodel,
is...
She could yodel that hook without
Oh, T.I. my God. She can yodel with the best of them. But I don't know that they would bring out T.I. Kanye, on the other hand, well, he's done a lot of crazy things. All of it's really just him yapping. So...
Yeah, I mean, he could just pop out and be like, nah, I'm not. Rihanna could be like, fam, don't mess this up for me. He's be like, okay,
wait,
cool,
are
I'll
you
behave.
Are you suggesting that T.I.'s brand is more controversial than Kanye West?
That's exactly what I'm suggesting. I'm asking.
Wait, what planet is that on?
It's
different.
Just,
it's because different. Remember, T.I. had that whole, like, sexual, was it coercion?
Oh,
I don't remember.
Yeah. But I thought that turned out to be BS.
Yes. And yes, cases were dropped, but you know, like people still be like, because VH1, I think they didn't renew his reality show because of it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, cases were dropped, but weren't there mad cases?
So
well, it was the
know.
One person. It was one person I thought was leading all of those cases. I don't know.
Right.
Yes.
Either
yes.
way, I'm just asking the question. I don't know.
Right. Right.
I think Kanye could. I agree with you that it could happen.
Yeah, it's a possibility. I think so too.
Now to Dahmer.
Now. The show that I refuse to watch, but I want to hear all about it.
Laura, if you don't watch it after I tell you how good
it
is,
yo, how is my lady and Laura exactly the same? Talk keeps bringing it up and won't watch it. Does not want to watch it, but keeps sharing stories with me.
But she doesn't want nightmares.
But Ebro, can I tell you the worst part of it? The worst part of how crazy it is that they talk about it and don't watch it is it's phenomenal. Like, I understand there's controversy around it and people think they should be sharing the money, et cetera, et cetera. The story that they tell, it's so deep. Like, it's not a glorification of him at all. It really gives three-dimensional qualities to the victims. It constantly shows the strength of black women fighting to try to get this guy put away. It's deep, man, and the dude who plays him is honestly one of the best acting performances I've ever seen.
Wow, and I know the character that Niecy Nash plays, and I don't. Please, do you remember the woman's name? She's the neighbor, and her voice
Glenda?
Was constantly silenced.
Yo, that neighbor has a scene where he shows up to her apartment because he knows she's the one getting him evicted. And she doesn't back down to him. He comes into her apartment and sits down. And she does not back down. It's
Glenda
crazy.
Glenda Cleveland was her name.
Yeah, Glenda Cleveland. There you
Anybody named Glenda Cleveland? Not scared. She's not scared of nothing.
Come on. She's smoking
Glenda
straight.
Cleveland would never be scared of nothing.
Smoking straight cigarettes to the face,
right.
Being like, "Walk away, I'm good over here." But Oof. She was desperately calling the police. The level, it makes you think about white privilege, honestly, in a whole different way than I've ever seen in film or television.
Wow, interesting. I'm still not going to watch it, but...
Just keep reading, okay?
I'll keep reading. That's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:05, a high of 58 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, speaking of white privilege, I came across an Instagram account and a documentary called Deconstructing Karen.
Ooh.
Deconstructing Karen. About the history of white women in America getting black people killed. It's a wild doc.
And you already saw it?
No, I didn't. I only saw clips of the doc. I haven't seen the whole doc, but it breaks. It goes all the way back to 1879.
Wow.
And I posted a piece of it on at Old Man Ebro if y'all want to see it though. But it's pretty telling. Speaking of white privilege out here. Anyway, Ebro Laura Rosenberg coming up next, Ride or Die. Congratulations, you played yourself. It's going down. It's only a Monday. We're together. We love y'all. Let's go.
WQHT-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Let's go. Yo, I almost jumped into a dance circle when that Beyonce came on at the Envision Fest.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying? My knee lubricants got loose. You know what I'm saying? I felt like I had a couple of steps in me. And Issa put her hand on my shoulder and was like, "Dad, your knee." So she basically hit me with this button right here.
Congratulations.
There
you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
Always looking out for the old man, that Issa. That Issa, always on it. Envision Fest was great over the weekend. If you missed it over in Brooklyn with Laura Stiles and all the amazing women over there, young women doing their thing, and panels and all that, go look it up. Envision Fest. ENVSN Fest on Instagram, and maybe you could be there next year, which would be amazing.
That would be great.
To sports in the city. Is it at the point yet with the Giants and the Jets after this weekend, ESPN's own Rosenberg, that people will start apologizing to these teams?
I don't know if we need a full-on apology yet, but I think you can appreciate a couple of great performances. I mean, listen, Zach Wilson came back. They got a win. Daniel Jones in the Giants game gets beat up. They find a way. Saquon was amazing. You got to feel pretty good right now if you're a New York football fan.
I think people owe Saquon Barkley an apology. For sure. People was doubting the kid. Like, yo, man, he was on – the team's been terrible. Of course, as a running back, they put all the weight on this guy. His knee goes left. You know what I'm saying? He goes out. He built it back up. They was ready to write this guy off.
Well, I the only reason I'm going to disagree with you, and I'm the biggest Saquon guy there is, I'm just saying, I don't think it's that people thought he didn't know how to play. I just think they doubted that he could be healthy. I think that happened. So you could own up. I don't think anyone thought he wasn't awesome, but, man, I don't know if they knew he'd be this good.
All right, well, you're dodging. Congrats on those. But how about the Mets-Metsing?
Well,
ESPN
don't worry.
Zone Rosenberg. Do the Mets deserve a congratulations? You played yourself. Getting swept by the Braves.
Yes.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
There's no way around it. They pitched DeGrom on Friday, Scherzer on Saturday.
Still lost.
Bassett yesterday lost all three. So.
Are the Mets officially Metsing?
Yeah.
And by Metsing, I mean doing what we're accustomed to them doing, which is not finishing.
They are not finishing. And listen, they still have a chance. Obviously, they're going to make the playoffs as a wild card. But the likelihood now of them winning the division, very low. And also just has to make you feel less confident about how they could perform in the playoffs, because essentially this was like a playoff series and they laid an egg.
Now, Laura, you understand why that we call it Metsing, right? Do you, are you clear?
The Mets Metsing? No.
Yeah. Well, because the Mets never live up to expectations.
Okay, yeah.
And never do anything. So I mean, they've done something before, but not consistently, right?
Gotcha.
And too frequently, there's high hopes for the Mets, and they Mets.
And they be Metsing.
And they be Metsing. Laura, you're very clear that this year was amazing.
Yes.
For the Mets, the whole season. Yeah. They had the horns playing, they had the closer, the Mr. and Mrs. Mets was twerking. It was a whole thing out there at Citi Field.
I saw a lot of Mets hats.
There
a
you
lot.
Go.
Oh yeah, it
there
comes out.
People were very excited, and not to, as Rosenberg said, it's not over, but it's not good. It's not.
No,
what
you it's
want.
It's worrisome.
Yes, yeah. Laura, what's on your list today?
So producer Griff sent me this article, and not surprised. So Republican Senator Marco Rubio and Rick Scott.
Oh, you said Marco Rubio?
Yes.
John,
go ahead.
Hit the button.
Congratulations. Okay. You played yourself.
So not surprised, but they refused to vote on the spending bill that includes disaster relief to help Florida recover from hurricanes. Refused. And now, despite neither of them voting on Thursday for billions in disaster relief,
Florida's recovering from a hurricane and they need help.
Oh, Ebro, and they are asking for federal funding to help with relief because this hurricane has ripped through the state. You don't say.
That's
just
a big old
hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You can't make this up, guys.
Yo, do you realize that these people, I mean, for better or for worse, you know, I mean, for us it's bad, but I mean, listen, in some ways I admire it. They're so blind with their party loyalty that they take a dump on their own constituents just so they can line up with the hatred of spending that Republicans are required.
Because
to
you
have.
Know why? They gotta own the libs.
Got
anything to own the libs, gotta own them.
And so it's now, so I mean,
let's go, Brandon.
That storm, 58 deaths over the weekend, an unbelievable level.
Horrible.
Of I saw some personal videos that Natalie had sent to her from friends. I was like, yo, it's insane. And now these idiots got to go begging the Fed for money. Pathetic. Perfect button, Laura. Well done.
Ugh.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got today, fam?
Well, I gotta mention, while we're staying in tragedy land for a second. I mean, y'all saw what happened after the soccer game in Indonesia?
Whew. That was crazy.
I saw the
130
headline.
Deaths.
130 deaths.
Stampede of people.
But the congrats, there is a congrats in order. The police. Okay, listen, it was
so
a bad
happened?
Scene.
For the audience that.
Okay,
that
for the audience, there was
about.
A big game in Indonesia, and the home team lost. And when the home team lost, the fans ran on the field. Now, normally, fans run on the field in a happy situation. So I understand this being a little bit on edge or worrisome that people were running on the field. But basically, the second people started running on the field, the cops just started indiscriminately shooting off tear gas grenades.
And beating people, they found.
Beating people, too. Chasing people, beating them, and shooting off this tear gas. And the tear gas wasn't just on the tear gas was all over the field. And they're shooting it up into the stands. These are people up in the stands. They're not even on the field. They're watching the whole thing from the stands. Like, what the hell's going on? Now the tear gas is coming at them. So everyone starts running. And that is what led to 125 people being killed. The stampede came from the tear gas.
And FIFA always discourages police from
because
responding this way because of this.
They know this tear gas is like not, it's banned in by FIFA. You're not allowed to do it.
That's horrible.
So,
oh my gosh.
Just an awful situation. And I'll lighten things up with a story Laura sent earlier of Antonio Brown frolicking in the pool at a hotel. Is this in Dubai, Laura?
I think so.
And Antonio Brown, you know, young AB, he's when he's partying, you know, sometimes you got to rock out with your out. And I guess AB felt the need to do that at a hotel pool. So he exposed himself to all the guests. and looks like an absolute crazy person yet again.
Yeah, but there was one specific woman that he basically put his butt crack in her face.
He did that too.
Yeah. Now, yep. In the TMZ article, it says that they were kind of like messing around, but then it's like, I think, I don't know. According to the TMZ article, that at a moment, he says that he even like lifts and dunks her, like they were messing around in the pool.
I saw that.
But then that witness says afterwards, they were like, he took it a little too far, and afterwards, she was just like angry because he wouldn't stop. You know how people just take it too far? According to witness, they said she even went as far as to, she went to complain about him. But well, the screenshots of the video, it's like his butt crack all out and then his schlong all out.
It's insane. And talking about going too far, did you see the picture he posted on TMZ yesterday?
Oh, my God. No. I did it.
He just randomly decided to post a picture of after the Super Bowl, Giselle hugging him, looking at him like adoringly. And you know he's been beefing with Brady. And you know Brady and Giselle have problems.
I didn't know all of this. I didn't know Antonio Brown was beefing with Brady, and I didn't know Brady and his wife had
problems. Yes, you did. We've talked about AB beefing with Brady, that he started talking trash about. Remember, I did on this segment like 6 months ago when he started complaining, like blaming Brady for his lack of play.
Yeah, maybe I just didn't give it any hard drive memory. You know what I mean?
But now once you start pulling out the wives' photos.
Oh, he's trolling hard.
It's hard.
Jeez.
Yo, and you know what all this sounds like? A big button for Antonio Brown.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Look, curve next. People get curved every day, B. Cast one right now, 97 minutes, commercial free. Then we got some tickets to see Mary J. Blige coming up. You got it with Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Thanks for joining us. It's Monday. The weather's not good, but we're together.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
This happens to everybody, though. You know, especially, you know, you're reaching out, you got a hookup maybe. Maybe you know somebody who knows somebody and they're like, yeah, call my guy. He's got you. He'll help install a security system or, you know, maybe fix the windows or, you know, a roofing guy.
He needs to reconnect the washing machine and the dryer. Yeah, he's got it. Does
he's got you. He's got you. He's got you. Or, you know, maybe you need maybe some sort of contractor. Adding on to your house or fixing something. You get that first phone call. Sounds like it's all good. Make an appointment. And they never show up. I mean, I got a friend who was building a new house. Had the plans, had the land, had everything.
Okay.
Paid the guy.
Okay.
No show. On a whole build of a house. His family has moved out of their other house, was waiting for this new house to be built.
No.
Oh, my God.
No show on an entire home.
Bro, this world.
Come to find out the contractor had done it to like 15 other families. There's a whole class action lawsuit.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Yo, I didn't know that this world existed in home ownership where like when you need to get things done. Until you find the right person or people, you're at the mercy of just like arbitrary cancellations or contractors who really, all a contractor generally seems to do is basically organize other people to do work for them and skim money off it.
Well, because they have the connects to people that'll show up for them.
Oh, you need this? Boom, I got you. $1,700. If you were to call the place directly and they come look at it, they tell you it was $1,000.
That's right.
It's gotten worse after COVID, by the way. They have so much work.
Oh yeah.
They can pick and choose now.
And I mean, lucky if you're trying to do something now, I think things are slowing down because of the economy, right? Home building is slowing down, you know, things are slowing down. But Rosenberg, you had somebody flake on you, huh?
Yeah, we had I've had a couple things. Had a blind guy who literally disappeared. He came to the house. He checked it out. He measured the windows. Was here for 40 minutes. We chatted. Got up. 3 days later, he hits me. Yo, I'm going to get you the number soon. I said, great. Let's get on this. Because I was trying to avoid, if you go to 3-Day Blinds or Blinds to Go, one of these websites, they have a 3-month waiting list to get even somebody
who's trying to cut corners.
Yeah. So I'm trying to cut it and make it sooner. Hit me with the button. Because now it's October. I started this process 5 weeks ago, and
could've
I got
had
nothing.
Blinds on the way.
I could have had blinds by now.
Yo, and by the way, the guy you were probably working with goes through one of those places and backdoors one of those places. The reason he's a no-show is because he couldn't get it for you in a shorter time window. So instead of just owning up to it and saying, yo, bro, there's a backup or it's going to take longer than I thought it would, he just flakes.
It might have been because I wrote him like every 3 days for 2 weeks. Hey, just checking in. Hey,
I sent a
last one being like, hey, so I'm going to have to move on now. Trying to, oh, this will make him come around. Nope, bye. I don't want your money. See you later.
Oh, you were curved.
I was curved by the blinds guy.
Maybe we need another layer of our curve segment that airs every day at 7:30 and 9:30 where
the
it's home, like, you
wait, home ownership curving? Where people just curve you for jobs?
Crazy.
Call right now. DJ John is here. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John. DJ John. DJ John.
Yo.
John.
Yes, sir.
Anything you want to say to Mets fans today as a Yankees fan?
I know. Suckers.
Yo, Ebro, I got to jump in. Ebro, I got to jump in.
I knew it. Yes.
I got to jump in. The blinds guy just texted me.
No.
Yo, he heard you. He listens to the show.
He said, OMG, I'm on the highway. I'll explain.
Nah, bro.
Too late, bro.
Don't leave.
And I, Ebro, on top of it, I'm so disappointed because I'm the one who gave my guy.
Oh, wow. Y'all really telling all the business. I wasn't going to tell this side of the story.
Damn.
Hey, listen, it all turned into good content. I just got to get some blinds. By the way, as I'm having this conversation, Lauren Ebro can look at me and see my blindless windows behind me.
John, what do you got to give away, fam?
Oh, I have tickets to see Mary J. Blige going down October 23rd for the Good Morning Gorgeous Tour. I mean, it's going to be amazing. Prudential Center going down. May hop by SJ Presents.
SJ Presents, we thank you for the tickets. Mary J. Blige is out there on tour. Call right now. All you got to do is answer Laura's question and be smarter than DJ John. So back to Rosenberg. Are you going to give the blinds guy a second chance?
Let's see what he comes up with here.
Oh, man, you're like an abusive relationship now. This is it.
You know, he's going to make it up to me this time, I swear.
He's going to be different. He said he was going to be different.
He said he's going to be different.
Let's go to Danielle on the line. Let's go. Danielle, good morning.
Danielle?
Oh, DJ.
You think this is a Danielle problem or a John problem?
John, is she on the board, man?
Yeah, she's on.
Danielle, like, are you there? Doesn't sound like a line.
Sounds
is open,
silent.
So.
I don't hear a line. Oh,
okay.
There you go. That sounds like a line. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
Yo, John.
You didn't push the button, my G?
I hit the button, but I guess it didn't go.
Wow.
Danielle,
answer this question really fast so you can get these Mary J. Blige tickets and be smarter than DJ John. Let's go.
Okay, Danielle.
All right, let's do this.
All right. You know, can you tell me who is Solange's big sister?
Oh, tough one.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Correct. You know, shout out to Solange. You know, she just had her debut for her original composition for the New York City Ballet.
Nice. Yeah, that was a big deal.
Yes, becoming the only, she's the second black woman to do so. So it was a beautiful, I saw some of the recaps. It looked really, really dope. So, John, here's your question.
Okay.
What hotel elevator Solange allegedly attach
Easy
this
one.
In?
Bringing up old
here in New York City, man. Meatpacking District.
Soho Hotel.
Ah, no.
Soho
the
House.
Standards, no, LeBain.
The Standard.
Oh, man.
The Standard, man.
Damn.
Danielle, congratulations.
Yes, Yes, I can't wait. I'm so excited. Thanks, guys.
Danielle, you will be at Mary J. Blige. Congrats. Hang on one second. We got to get some info. Be safe on those roads. The rain's supposed to go away in by 9 a.m. or at least. It's not raining over here. Is it raining for you, Cas One?
No, it was raining earlier, though. This morning it definitely was raining.
We're supposed to be done, so in a minute. So anyway, and then we'll get some more tonight and then allegedly some more on Wednesday and then the sun comes back Thursday. Flashing Lights, Laura Styles, what's up?
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, I'll let you know what two legends are joining forces to drop a new album. So I'll give you details on this coming up next.
What'd you say to the blinds guy, Rosenberg?
We haven't discussed anything yet.
But did you hit him back?
Yeah, I hit him back. Yeah, all he told me was that his kids are in the back seat rolling, laughing at him right now. But maybe he'll have a good reason. I didn't say anything crazy to him. I wasn't like, what the hell, bro? Because you never know what people are going through. But
you better than me. I would have left them on red. Word. You want a discount.
Wait,
I'd have hit him with a nah, fam. You playing with my life, B. Nah.
You playing with my light.
Do you have the Snoop audio?
You know we're on the air, right, Laura?
Oh. No.
Yo, Laura never knows where we are, bro. What is going on?
Yo, Laura. Go back to sleep, Laura.
Yo, what is you thought you Ebro and I were just doing Vision Fest?
Yes.
You really think I care that much about this man's blinds to bring it up off the air?
Yo, you think Ebro and I were just doing a little podcast there? Yeah. What's going on?
I'm like reading other things. I'm like, oh yeah, by the way.
So I guess you're doing some snooping flashing lights. Would that be right?
Cash 197 minutes commercial free. Let's go. Ebro. I guess Laura's here. And Rosenberg.
This is how we do every day, all day. This is how we do. This is
how. What are those drums from again?
Biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
No.
Yeah.
Make the music with your mouth.
Yep.
Oh, and make the music with your mouth, man. Yep.
And then the Maya Jay-Z remix.
That part. There you go. Love it. T-Bro, Laura, Rosenberg, Flashing Lights time. Let's get it.
Let's go.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Now you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Well, Snoop dropped a big bombshell during the recent appearance on Stephen A. Smith's No Mercy podcast, where he revealed that he's releasing a new album produced by Dr. Dre. It's called The Missionary, and it's due in November. So he says that he's been working on it for the past 2 months with Dr. Dre.
I love it, and I hope it lands on time. That would be a great thing for Dre. And Snoop, you know, because I believe, you know, and I've had many conversations with many people been around the music game for a long time. This the new world of streaming and consumption and social media is very confusing to artists who already have an established kind of career. But when your audience is, you know, adults over 30, they're not running to the streaming services as fast as 18, 15, 16 year olds. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, you're
they don't have all day to sit around and stream music all day with, you know, no job, just go to school and play music in the background all day. They're not. So you see higher consumption on these streaming services for things that are very, very, very young. And so when you're an older artist, you get hesitant to drop music because you feel like it won't look right out there because the streaming numbers won't be high enough. But for Dre, who's been sitting on a lot of heat for a long time, this could be a big deal.
That's super dope, man.
I'd be excited about it. That's a project that I would be very, very excited to hear.
Yeah. So let's see. But in other news, Bad Bunny is on his tour, and in L.A. he brought out Cardi B.
Why not?
Yes, he brought out Cardi B, but I'm looking at Vanessa Bryant's Instagram, and she's thanking him because he wore a Gigi bracelet during the concert. So he invited her to come as a guest. But that's dope, man. Performing in L.A. wearing a Gigi Bryant bracelet is fire.
But just Bad Bunny's whole, just everything about Bad Bunny is fire. know what I'm saying? Cornejo Malo. I'm glad I put everybody on the Bad Bunny. You know what I'm saying?
What? Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? It's one of those times, man. You know what I'm saying? I told y'all what it was going to be.
Cardi B did tweet, though. So she said that how she was just gushing over how Bad Bunny's so cool, how he took mad videos and pictures with my cousins. I brought them all to the concert and was just, like, super sweet to every single person. So she was like, he's blessed, but I see why. And by the way, she also said, you know, I was at this stadium for the Super Bowl, and I'm here now, and there's definitely more people here to see Bad Bunny than the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, there is. Just what the math is, you know, when you have a football game, the whole football field is being used. So you only have the seats going around the outside. You do a concert at a football stadium, you fill up the whole field. And I'm not sure what the setup is, but if he did it what they call in the round, where the stage is in the middle,
right.
Even more.
It's just fire. So shout out to Bad Bunny. Cornejo Malo.
He's number one again this week, by the way.
Again.
He's back.
Again.
Yeah. That's play some Cornejo Malo right now. Play that TT, I Got a Question.
Time is 8:01. Today is a high of 58. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
You got a lot of boyfriends. You got a lot of girlfriends. TT, I Got a Question. Cash One.
Titi me preguntó si tengo muchas novias. Muchas novias. Hoy tengo a una, mañana a otra. Ey, pero no hay boda. Titi me preguntó si tengo muchas novias.
WQHT HD1 FM, sir. New York. VIP. Ebro in the morning. Laura Styles, Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hey. Finesse. Speaking of finesse, we about to finish the whole convo with Rosenberg Shade Guy. That's right. Rosenberg's been trying to get some window treatments, went through a hookup, and the guy just vamoose, curved him.
Well, he was recommended.
Treated him like a munch, even.
He was... Hey.
You thought he was feeling you.
Wow. Oh,
no.
Really?
Listen, yeah, just a munch.
He was recommended by someone whose opinion I respect.
And that who's person, that person?
That person is Laura Styles, Miss Envision Fest.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Envision Fest, because before we get to the shade guy, I want to shout to all of the people who came out to support Laura Styles at Envision Fest over the weekend over in Brooklyn Studios, City Place. Which was a great event. Shout out to all the vendors that were there, and all of our listeners that were there. I mean, a person who won tickets from us brought us gifts, fam. That's how much of a love fest the Envision Fest is.
It was really sweet, man. It was a lot
of love.
We
gave someone free tickets. They brought us a gift.
So sweet.
Wow, that's beautiful.
It was
beautiful.
A great time. Yes. Follow Envision Fest on Instagram for more information on our next events. We're going to do a bunch of little, like, micro events leading up to the big one. So for anybody who missed it and wants to be involved, just follow ENVSN Fest at on Instagram.
Boom. Now, Laura, the purpose of the Envision Fest, obviously, is not just a place to meet small businesses and meet black-owned businesses and women-owned businesses and all of that, but also just about conversations to help young ladies, right?
Yeah, we had amazing panels. I mean, we had a mental health panel that was packed. And at first I was like, okay, let's see if people come at 11 a.m. on a Saturday morning. Boy, did they come. So it was just really good. And it's all catered to young women. So you had women in music, women in sports. So all these girls that are trying to figure out their, you know, what their next steps are and be inspired for future careers, they get to speak to these incredible women, share their stories, and also, you know, ask questions, talk to them afterwards, and we have workshops. So there's an education component and plus some shopping, some food, some fun. And we also uplift young women who have their small businesses. So it's very fulfilling for me. It makes me super happy.
Well, and Issa also is offered to work in Vision Fest.
That's right.
She told Laura Stiles if she needs any help,
she's got you.
You know what I mean? I don't
know. I'm sure that makes you feel super comfortable, Laura. Like, you know, you needed Issa.
I don't know if you notice, but every time I have a little event going on, Issa's my number one supporter.
She's always there to help.
She shows up and she's like, "Let's get to work. Let's go."
She'll go outside and fly people down with flyers.
Of course, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She sure did go outside and hang signs and flag people down.
The best.
So let's get back to the shade room. I mean, the shade guy. Now, Rosenberg, you were recommended a person to give you some blinds for your windows. You call a guy, you set an appointment, he comes and measures. The whole thing is seeming smooth. And then all of a sudden, he's a no-show.
A couple days later, he's like, "Hey, I'm about to get you the info." I said, "That sounds great. Awesome." A couple days pass. "Hey, bro, we're gonna be at the house. Can you come out?" Nothing. A few days later, "Hey, man, still haven't heard from you. Hey, how about this week?" By the time it gets to three or four times, I said, "Hey, bro, I got to move on and go a different direction. I'm blindless here. I'm blind." Ugh. So.
And Ebro, I was like, dang, because I know he was he took a little longer than I expected for me too, but he ended up doing a great job. So I wanted to make sure that Rosenberg was taken care of. And when Rosenberg hit me with that, "Fam, I have to move on," because
I'm texting Laura and Ricardo guilty texts, like, "I don't know what happened to your man."
So I'm looking crazy out here.
Well, we have the shade guy on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do. He offered to come on and speak for himself.
No.
Good morning, shade guy.
Good morning, good morning. What up, Ebro? How you doing?
I'm blessed, brother. Now, tell us what's happened. What happened with the shade appointment, man? Why are you throwing shade? You're the shade guy. You're not supposed to be throwing shade.
So I got to start it with an apology to Laura, Ricardo, to Rosenberg. Like, my apologies, first and foremost. I mean, I was in the shade industry for probably about 15 years strong. It was my main gig. It's what I did for a living. I know shade things out, selling and selling. I know everything there is to know about a shade, a blind, et cetera, right? So, like, I am the right guy, but it's not something I've been doing for the past couple of years. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Started doing, like, I've always been a reseller on the side. One of these guys that, you know, buys a sneaker and I hit you over the head, you know, for way more. You know, between sneakers, Supreme, or anything I could sell for a dollar and make two on. And that kind of has been really bubbling for the past maybe 5-6 years for me. So it's been my
So you are shady. You admit to being shady. That's what I hear. That's what I'm hearing.
Stop.
I guess a little bit shady, but I'm a good guy. I'm a good one. This industry is littered with terrible people. Aside from the judgment I've used and the things I've shown Rosenberg on this go round, I can think of myself.
So what happened, Dre? So what actually happened, man?
He's all right. A good guy.
If you remember, I had called you and told you about I had missed like an original appointment. I had to reschedule.
Right.
And when I got to your house, I had told you how, like, yo, my son wound up like taking my car without permission and getting into a car accident. I was kind of going through with that. It was my 18-year-old son. I got 5 children and a grandbaby. I'm 39. My life is
Your life is a disaster is what you said.
Oh, my God.
Four children with a Jamaican woman. Like, yo, life is hard for me. Right? I love it. Like, you know what I mean? I do everything I know. But so what had happened was I didn't really tell you that whole story because, like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Right.
So a little bit deeper now, I feel, right? Because now I got to explain myself, right? Hey, my son actually wound up, I had in my possession, right, parked on my block, my best friend's girlfriend's car. This is a car that she no longer used, that she was getting ready to give up back to the bank, right, because she didn't need it anymore. It was unregistered, uninsured, but in my neighborhood, I don't have alternate side parking. So the car was just parked on my block, right? And I had the key to the car in my apartment. My son takes that key, takes that car for a joyride with his new homie, smoking weed high.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Hit the button. Wow.
Yeah, so, except for he crashes the car, right?
Oh. Yo, he crashed the car. I thought you was going to say he got pulled over.
No, sir. He sort of stepped, crashed the car. He doesn't have, the car's not registered, not insured, right? Now I got to deal with my best friend and his girlfriend on all this. And because it's not registered and insured, insurance won't cover the car, right? And this is it's an expensive car. It's a luxury car, right? So now I'm the whole multiple thousands of dollars because of my son's.
Well, it sounds like you need the shade job from Rose Royce. What are we doing here? Come get this money, son.
I need everything. Full speed on Instagram. Shameless plug. Yo, I need everything right now. But I was just so overwhelmed, and I got a bad habit, right? So, like, if you – I'm not great at texting in the first place. Laura and her man can attest to that. But
like,
oh, man, this is not good.
That one of my worst habits is, like, I'll be driving, I'll see the message, and I'm like, all right, I got to get back to that person. And I forget to get back to them. Then I feel bad that I didn't get back to them, and then they don't text me for 3 days, and I'll see it again, and I'm like, oh, I didn't get back to them.
That's the real talk right there, Dre. That's the piece that I think people could benefit to hear from, is that you feel guilty, so you avoid it.
I feel guilty, so I avoid it, right? And then I hope that the person's just going to wash their hands of me, and I'm never going to hear from them again, right? Because, like, now I put myself in this.
Oh, no, sir. We're bringing this to the radio, fam.
and good, because I need accountability for this, man. I need accountability. I got to break out of this. I've lost so many opportunities because I'm the kind of person that this happens to. I'll feel bad and I'll avoid it because I don't want to have to explain myself. I don't want to look like a douche. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to.
Look like a douche. You don't want to deal with looking like a douche. You don't want to have to confront it.
It is. That's it. That's the one right there, bro. That's the one right there.
That's the one. You don't want to have to sit there and look in the mirror with the other person going, yo, my mans.
Exactly. I'm a jerk.
Well, so now, so here's the question in this abusive relationship between you and Rosenberg and your lack of wanting to deal with your accountability, but coming to terms with it right now, live on the radio on Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Rosenberg, are you going to do business with this guy? Is the business off the table of getting the shades done?
Listen, you know me, Ebro. I'm many things. But everyone knows I'm not a big hold a grudge guy with very specific exceptions. So I would still be open. Is this like an episode of Curved?
This is Curved. This is what I'm doing. Are you guys open to rekindling this relationship?
Trying again.
I'd be open to – my heart would be open to trying again, but I hope I don't get hurt.
Shade guy. Can you uphold your end of the bargain and make sure that the plans you set with Rosenberg come through?
I can do it quick too.
Well, that's big because
wait, don't add extra sauce now, Dre. Yeah. You can't deliver.
Now I got some pressure behind me. It's all right. This is what I need. I need a swift kick in the butt real quick. You know what I'm saying?
So wow. I've been calling you Shade Guy this whole time. I'm not going to say your actual name until this is completed. You don't earn your name until this job is done. Okay, you're just the Shade Guy.
That's fine. I'm the blind man. Don't worry about it.
All right. Don't let me down, man. Don't let me down.
Yo, I didn't go to Envision Fest because of this, by the way. Like, I wanted to bring my daughter.
Oh, my God.
Wow, you are the avoider. You are king avoider. Jeez.
Yeah, I am. It's bad.
All right, man. Well, listen, man. Don't break my heart again.
My girlfriend will shoot me.
And Shade Guy, you and for everyone else out there that avoids things, let me just tell you something. There's a trick that I do. When I screw up and I know it's all on me, all you say to yourself is, let me go take this ass whooping.
Yeah.
It. You just say to yourself, I know it's going to be bad.
There's been a lot of ass whoopings lately, man. Jeez.
Right. Go take them, man. There's a reason it's happening. It's making you better. Yeah, just
right.
Go take them.
Right.
Go take them.
I'm better man than I was last year, I'll tell you that. Yep.
That's right. Just go take the ass whooping. Go take it. Trust me.
I'm going. I got you.
Yeah, bro. Listen, if you're avoiding conversations with me about blinds, that's about as unscary a situation as humanly possible. Okay, so let's get you on track. All right, good looking out, Shade Guy.
Yo, I'm not liking Ricardo and Laura's pictures on Instagram because I feel bad, bro.
Wow, he's on a level. Get this guy out of here.
With Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Oh my God, this guy won't even. He don't want to show his face. Yo, he don't want to show. He don't want to show that he liked Instagram photos. This guy's in shambles.
That's
this guy.
So funny.
Yo, but that's and honestly, it leads to another good topic later in the week, though. The avoidance thing about getting back to people once you've blown them off once.
Oh
is
man,
a
you
thing.
just gotta own it, man. We all do it. We all screw up. You're human. You're not perfect.
Just it's as simple yourself, as I forgot to hit you back, and I'm so sorry. That's it.
Or I screwed up and take the ass whooping. Take all the venom coming your way. You'll be all right, man. Cast 1, 97 minutes commercial free. The Gurus are next.
Oh.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Getting your bag, staying your bag.
That song blowing up. That Bryson Tiller Diddy joint. See, bro, Laura Rosenberg. Let's get to the Gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru, Laura at gmail.com, where the Gurus unite to guide you. To uplift you, I'll burn this sage. Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who needs our help.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Send those emails.
Zen.
Let's breathe. And breath is important with regard to today's guru.
Oh.
Gurus, I have a serious issue on my hands.
Okay.
My girlfriend's hygiene stinks.
See?
Pun,
oh my gosh. See, I know it.
Pun intended. It's actually a little embarrassing to even talk about because at our age, mid-30s, it's like WTF. But anyway, her breath stinks, and so does her vajayjay.
Uh-oh.
To give context, my girl is a thick girl, very curvy, huge old butt, and everything she wears fits her tight. She works long hours, and I understand using the bathroom all day and not having air flowing down there, plus moving around and being on your feet all day, can create a situation. My issue is, when she gets home, she doesn't shower immediately. She likes to shower right before bed. Therefore, the hours before she showers are funky. Every time she goes to pee, she leaves a pretty bad stench.
Yo,
oh,
it's so bad. My daughter, who's 5, has noticed and started to say things to her. Her breath is another issue as well. Sorry. I barely kiss her because of it. And there's times when I'm damn near ready to throw up when she's close to the proximity of my face. I've spoken to her about all these issues, but the problem is when I have, it's always during heated arguments. So I feel she thinks I'm only saying them to hurt her.
That's not right.
That's not good
you
at all,
bro. That's not good, bro. You're messing
man,
up, bro.
There was one time where I sat her down and talked to her in a regular convo, and it was so hard to do without offending her, and for a while she was on top of it, but then she fell off again, killing my sex drive. I'm so disgusted I don't want to touch her. We're too old for this. Anyways, I guess what I'm asking is, how do I talk to her about it again? Because at this point, I'm ready to burn Ish down. I love her. I don't want to hurt her feelings, but how can you have this type of convo without doing so? Other than that, she's a great person. She loves my kid as if it was her own, and she's madly in love with me as well. She has that old school way of loving a person, and that's very rare to find nowadays, which is why I've put up with these issues for so long. Help me out and keep me anonymous.
Well, so there's several questions I have about this. I've lived this life before, and it always took me back to, but this person didn't smell like this when we first started. Something changed along the way, whether they stopped doing hygienical things to make sure that, you know, it was right, or their body chemistry changed in some way, which is a real thing too. Or maybe their eating habits devolved and the body chemistry changed. Maybe they put on weight. So there's a lot of questions I have. But it sounds like, you know, she should be encouraged to go see someone, right? Like, and I don't know who the person is, what sort of doctor that is, gynecologist, some other, you know, homeopathic medicine. But it could be eating habits. It could be general hygiene. It could be a combo of both. And then the next question I have, and I say this with all due respect.
With all due respect.
If you're walking around out here with big old yams and clappers.
Clappers?
That's right.
Okay. I think I
And
follow.
You don't have wet wipes in your bag and on deck all the time. You should be investigated.
And they
for mismanagement.
So, listen, they have so many body wipes available. Like Rosenberg, tons. You have variety that you could just carry in your purse when you're on the run. Listen, I have a large front, and I make sure that I do a little wipe down when I'm not able to shower. You know what I mean? Throughout the day in this hot summer days, you have to do it, and you have to talk about it because it's really important. It's just part of upkeep. You know what I mean? And you know, some people feel like, nah, I don't need to do that. I'll just shower when I get home. No, no, no. We must make sure that we take care of each other. And I don't know. It sounds to me, because Ibra, if she has bad breath, the halitosis, maybe she's not drinking enough water, or maybe
I was gonna say
drinking
water.
Some aloe vera juice, or like first thing, it hits your stomach in the morning. There's so many things, but she definitely should see a doctor about it.
But here's the thing.
She may have, and this is a serious health thing. She might be a heavy meat eater, and in her body, like literally, she might be drinking soda, coffee, meat, right? Her body might have things inside that are just old and rotten. Oof. That need to be flushed out.
Maybe she needs a
colonic. Right, because that will affect your body odor, your breath, and any other orifice that, you know, fluids may come out of.
Now, real quick, all of this stuff is very useful information. None of it is the answer to his question, though, which is how does he approach it again? I'll tell you when you don't do it in the middle of a fight. How about that?
That's
your breasts stink.
No.
If that's how you said it.
I'm not arguing with you with that dragon breath coming across the room.
Right. That's why you stink.
You can't do that. You have to be very gentle with your approach and come from like a caring angle, you know what I mean? Like, hey, this wasn't you. This is what's been happening, but I'm actually concerned that there's a deeper problem. So, how about we set up an appointment to make sure that you get yourself checked out to find out what
the question I have is, does she smell herself? Because I always wonder that with people who have bad body odor. Like
some people don't.
You don't put your fingers in your armpits and check.
Some people don't, Ebro.
No, you don't. Y'all don't do that.
No,
y'all go into the bathroom, y'all don't check your under your sack a little bit just to make sure, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't check?
No, you gotta check. You gotta check.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but not everyone does, so. And some people kind of like, because they're embarrassed or they think it's a one-time thing, they kind of ignore it and hope that nobody else notices.
Fam, if you don't smell yourself, don't expect anybody else to want to be all up in you, son.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right. So we all agree, though, that he should approach it in a very gentle way, in a very caring way. You can't do it in the middle of an argument and just say, like, you're genuinely concerned because things have changed and you want to make sure that she's healthy and, you know.
But it's okay to stress, like, and this is a problem for me. I'm not okay with it.
Yeah.
Just do it
also,
in a way that's delicate.
What he wrote in this note is powerful. The way she loves his daughter, the way she loves him, the way he loves her.
Include
like
all
the
that.
Real pure love beyond all this physical and da-da-da. That y'all have that. Some people don't have that. So you guys already have a blessing. You have real love. The fact that you're even wanting to have this combo, there's a lot of people who wouldn't even bother. It's like, bro, we're too old for this. You stink. Your hygiene's bad. Beat it, right? The fact that you're actually trying to solve this and get to the bottom, I think it says a lot about you as a human being. And I think you need to impart that love on her and let her know that we got to fix this because I do want to have sex with you. Like, I want to be intimate with you. There's something standing in the way, and it continues to waft past my nostrils.
Waft. I'm sorry.
You know what? All right. It was beautifully said.
Yes, so just be gentle in your approach and do it with love, okay? And hopefully we're rooting for you. Hopefully change will be there. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. Me no do weakness.
Me no do stinkness. On the way, flashing lights with Laura Stiles.
Coming up in the flashing lights report, Nick Cannon shared a surprise after his ninth child was announced. We'll talk about it next.
Hey, yo. It's not even impressive anymore.
Right, now it's just crazy. Hey,
now yo. You're wilding out. He got that cannon, he be wilding out. Hey, out. Shout out to Fab.
It's the Queen mix right here. Miami, Boston, Chicago, Atlanta.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
I ain't got a beg for sympathy from the media.
Is she finished?
Wow, that was
she's done now.
Yeah, now she's done.
Who'd you tell me she was laughing at on in Cast One?
Well, she got and that little verse she gets at Cardi and Megan, so could be either of them. Or everybody.
What's the? How do I know that that's who she's talking to? What's the like? What does she say?
If you know, you know. Isn't that what Pusha T says? If you know, you know.
Oh, well,
most
know.
People know.
No. Oh well, I'm not most people, so I don't know. No. What we've learned today is that the Mets are Metsing. You know what I mean? So it seems. We hope things turn around, but losing, getting swept by the World Series champions heading into the playoffs when you've had a phenomenal season and you roll out your best pitchers and it doesn't matter is not a good sign.
It's not what you want.
It's not what you want. We've also learned today, hey, New York football teams finding ways to win. Unexpected victories. And we didn't take a dump on the Commandos, Rosenberg's team. The most terrible team, maybe in the NFL.
They may be. And it's crazy because they're not that untalented, but they are awful. Oof.
It's bad.
And you want to talk about brain dead. Why did their social media, and I love their social media. They follow me. They tweet at me. I have a relationship with their social media. So I don't say this easily, but why did they think it was a good idea yesterday before the Cowboys game to post a picture of Dan Snyder and Jerry Jones together and have a caption about their friendship?
Well, somebody was forced to do that to keep their job.
Why would someone think that's what fans would want to read?
No, Dan, you know Dan Snyder told him to do that.
I'm guessing
somebody was trying to keep their job and they posted that because I'm sure that photo got. I mean
the comments, bro.
Yeah.
Every comment's delete. Why? What's wrong with you? I hate him.
Delete.
Oh, my Lord. Meanwhile, the Eagles are 4-0. Shouts to the Eagles.
Yo, shout to Philly, man. I like when Philly teams win for some reason.
That is strange.
I don't know. I like Philly sports fans. They're passionate. They go through a lot. You know, they're always on the verge or they win here and there. You know what I'm saying? It's a good sports town.
You would be a fan of the fan base that's maybe the nastiest in all of sports.
Well, they remind me of my Raiders fans. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
The second nastiest. Raiders fans are terrible people. Nice people if you're a Raiders fan.
Right, exactly. But Philly's, Laura, number one. I mean, they famously threw snowballs at Santa Claus. A fan at a Phillies game once intentionally vomited on another fan.
Okay, all right, enough. Let's go. Flashing lights.
Laura Stiles got the
when they won the Super Bowl,
the flash
a fan in the parade ate horse food.
I'm hooking you up with a pair of tickets to see Jack Harlow live for his Come Home, The Kids Miss You tour with the City Girls. Live at the Barclays Center Friday, October 7th. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com. Made hot by Live Nation. So caller number 9-800-223-9797. We're hooking you up right now. So, Nick Cannon announced that his ninth child was born. And a couple of days later, he welcomed number 10.
Whoa!
Wait, what?
So remember we were like, did he hit 10 yet? Well, he just did, guys.
Wait. The one that we reported last week was 9.
Yep. Now we have number 10.
So this confirms that this isn't all just through intercourse for me. It could be. It still could be. But it seems more likely that there was some, what is that called?
IVF?
IVF, in vitro fertilization, where they have like the embryos and that whole thing and the egg and the embryo.
That part's not interesting. I, with all due respect, the interesting part is, why are you doing it, though? Like, whether it's in vitro or natural, I don't – with all due respect to Nick, he is a sweet guy. Like, I like Nick a lot. I'm confused about why this is a good idea.
So, Rosenberg, throughout my life, I've had at least, no lie, 4 or 5 proposals from women for them to be able to have my children. Without any strings attached.
Okay.
Based on, you know, genetics or my accomplishments and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I never did it. But because it wasn't for me. But some of that might be this, too.
But
well,
this
women who just want to have children.
This is his third child with his, I guess, an ex-girlfriend, Brittany Bell. So this is number 3 with the same woman out of the 10.
And
I don't know if that means anything. I don't know, but...
And at least a few of these women are, like, in their early to mid-20s. He's not, like, hooking up friends who are 37 and still single and are like, I'd like to have a child. Like, listen, I love Nick. I wish him the best. I cannot sit here and pretend that you're just... this is normal. Like, you're just, happen to have a kid. There's something going on. There's no explanation yet, but there's something going on.
Well, I think it's probably a mix of, didn't he say something about his health? Didn't he say something about some of the women wanting to have children and him being okay with that? I thought I heard these things. Maybe I'm making it up.
Maybe it's
a combination of it all. You never know.
Listen, but I wish him the best.
Because people keep saying he can afford it, but I'm like, it's about spending time with your children and being present. Like, that's hard. First of all, he works like a maniac. It's 10 kids. So
the whole spending time thing, Laura, I found as a parent, you know, while I agree, there's not all parents who understand that time thing. That's not universal. That the time is the time with your children long term, being able to be with them multiple times a week and have real conversations with them and just be with them is some of the most powerful things you could do beyond money.
Yes.
Way beyond money.
That's the problem. I just feel bad. Like, it seems like a tough situation.
All right, to each his own. But that's your Flash and Light Report. The time is 8:56. Today's a high of 58 degrees. Alternate site parking rules are in effect.
But to be clear, he is a great guy.
Oh, no, great.
He's a great.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Number one
for hip hop.
Hot 97.
The Morehouse, House of Funk Band, and Howard Showtime Band are two of the most electrifying marching bands on earth. Learn about what makes them so special on Hot 97's newest podcast, Captains and Majors, hosted by yours truly, Fred Bugsy Bugs. Check out Captains and Majors on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.